Blog Talk Radio.
Hey guys, this is Those Guys with your host, Matt Marrero.
And me, Stish Ram, who really didn't like SmackDown, but I guess we're going to talk about it.
Yes, we're going to talk about it because it actually needs to be talked about how bad this was. This is a terrible decision.
Possibly I just
a
love
marketing
that. Matt's like,
decision,
emergency
but a really,
podcast.
Well,
let's talk about SmackDown because it was so good. No, the opposite.
Yeah, the exact opposite. See, I wanted to talk about how good it was as a lead-in to WrestleMania. But here we are.
Thinking it of the opposite. Yeah, I mean, just quite obviously, this is the last long wrestling show before WrestleMania, which is in 2 days. And
right.
You would think to yourself, let's pull out all the stops. And, well, they did, just not the stops that they needed to. They pulled out the wrong things.
Exactly. Because they say, okay, they pulled what they did would only have worked if someone walked in, never having watched wrestling before, and didn't think any of this would seem cheesy, which
mm-hmm.
is an issue. Not because you and I enjoy wrestling. Hopefully the people that are listening to this enjoy wrestling, but there are many that do not. They think that it's cheesy and that it's fake. And the thing is that when you show these promos, they seem so soap opera-ish if you had to take a step out and take them out of context. However, if you experience them with all of us, these promos weren't even needed because
right.
you wanted to see WrestleMania. I would assume so. And even if you were still on the fence thinking, should I see it or not, still, I know some people who are on the fence yet only because Daniel Bryan and Triple H are fighting. They want it.
Mm-hmm.
So everyone has one thing they're going to want to jump into this for and at least see it somehow, in some way. So many of these promos were just so unneeded, and it's just – there were two matches on the card tonight. Imagine that. A two-hour show with two matches.
And just convince me, that was the Real Americans versus the Los Matadores, and that was the opening,
you said
right?
You said it, the Los Matadores. I finally got him to say it.
I think I said the Real Americans. And I just assumed everyone is
off. I'm so
head.
Happy. All right, but Dolph versus
Los
Titus,
Matadores,
and Dolph
yeah,
won.
Dolph was, that was the leadoff, right? Yes, that was okay outside of the little mini botch thing.
Yes, but at the same time, though, 5 minutes because I was actually a bit late. I had a run in. I'm currently upstate at speech and debate tournament these states, if anyone is wondering, and currently because I work as a speech and debate coach, and so I'm here. I didn't think this was going to happen today, but it did. Be able to just, so I make some time, and I run back to the room to be able to watch it, and all of a sudden, I miss almost half the match because it was that long. So that's your first problem. You gave them a really short match and then jumped to WrestleMania coverage, which I thought was going to be very quick because they just wanted to promote it a bit. Then all of a sudden, for about an hour, there's nothing. I'm talking
yeah,
nothing.
And then,
I'm talking about...
And the main event, quote-unquote, was a promo.
Yeah. And what sucks is these promos weren't even bad, and they were things that I wanted to see. I believe the promos, rather the interviews with both Randy Orton and Batista were amazing. Well, not amazing, but they were good. And I enjoyed seeing them. But the big issue is just I didn't need to see them in place of a match.
Mm-hmm.
In place of actual wrestling, the thing that we kind of turned on the channel for.
Yeah,
I get what
they're doing because wrestling is a business, and they're basically trying to push WrestleMania as much as they can within the last show. But
of course.
It's a bit overkill because at this point, we're already decided if we're going to get
yeah.
it or not, I mean, especially because you push the WWE Network as something that was, coming with WrestleMania. So you've
right.
already gave us these network promos for a long time now. people have already decided by today that they're going to get WrestleMania or they're not. They're going to get the WWE Network or not. And I think it was just an issue where they could have built some story stuff and made this SmackDown an extremely watchable and, you know, just hard-hitting show. And they decided not to.
Yeah, that's their big problem is because, you know, back in the day, which wasn't even that long ago, but back in the day, you could your promotion, your, oh, should I get WrestleMania or not, would have been Triple H coming out, just walking around, right? He's in a suit. So you're thinking, oh, Triple H is normal. He hasn't gone crazy. Walking around with a sledgehammer, right? And he's like, wait, what's Triple H, what are you doing? Oh, nothing. Well, what's the sledgehammer for? Oh, in case I see Daniel Bryan somewhere in the arena tonight, I'm going
to
hit him.
Did you catch his Twitter answer to one of those questions, by the way?
Yes. I don't know if anyone else has caught it, but Satish, please explain.
Yeah,
it was wonderful.
It was like a Twitter Q&A going on. And
yeah.
He always gets troll questions, you know. And one of the Smart fans tweeted him, where do you keep your shovel? And I believe he said, under his bed next to his pot of gold.
Yes.
And I died so much because within the past few weeks, because WWE has acknowledged Triple H is the burial man,
yeah.
And he's now also openly responded, basically, you know, yep, I've got the shovel. And I know it's a joke, but it's just, I know he's aware of it, because this is not
a stupid
man.
No. No, I mean, you want to feel as if they don't do certain things right because they don't look at the internet, but sadly they do. They just don't care.
Yeah,
so,
I mean, from what I've heard, JBL reads Cage side. We've talked about this. Apparently he reads Cage side.
And I wouldn't
I mean,
be surprised.
He made reference to the blue dot joke on air.
Christian's face
needing to be covered with a blue dot because Vince didn't believe he had the face of a champion.
Right.
That's funny to me.
Yeah. But, so the thing is you know, and while it was, what I was saying before sort of sounded like a joke, but seriously, that's what it would be, where if Triple H saw Daniel Bryan, you would think, oh, is he going to see him tonight? Is he going to? And then they meet in the ring, and, you know, he tries to use the sledgehammer on him, and there's just this whole big, because you might think, oh, well, there was a big confrontation on Monday. But why not even try to blow it through the roof even farther than it went on a Friday right before your WrestleMania, rather than make it seem as if you're cooling down, as if you want people to relax.
Right, and of course, by the way, if you're listening out there, you disagree with us, you want to jump in on the conversation, you can always call in, right, at 718-664-9468. So that's 718-664-9468. We welcome any and all callers, of course.
Yes, because sadly, we don't have much to talk about tonight. There was a good match between the Real Americans and Los Matadores. It was actually a really good match, I would say.
I mean, I'm okay with that. I think you just said the Los Matadores.
No. I stopped myself. I said the Real Americans and then Los Matadores. I made sure because I think about that.
We've got the magic of replay, where we can actually go back.
Because if you
said it within 10 minutes of me saying it, that cancels out me saying it.
No, I did not say it. But what matters is this. Listen to me. You listen to me, all right? Jabroni. It was a good match. Although I was a little concerned, I was thinking
that's not
that
where I thought you were going with that sentence.
I thought that the Matadors were actually going to win, and I know that sounds stupid, but they made Dolph get over, and that's something that you're not supposed to do in the business. So
I'm glad,
I mean, I'm
always glad when they do something for Dolph. And I think this was just a simple example of, you know what, these two guys are going to be in the Andre the Giant Memorial Battle Royale. Let's just do something with them.
Yeah. Well, they had to because they had
Andre the Giant Memorial Battle Royale. My God, that's
Over the top Battle Royale.
Oh, right. Andre the Giant
Memorial Battle Royale.
Wow.
Battle Royal, brother.
I mean,
by the way,
you
may not have caught this tonight. Hulk Hogan said the word "dude, brother."
Did
he immediately
really?
Got up and walked out of the room. Yes.
Dude, brother. Yes.
He said, "It's like, dude, brother. Let me tell you something, dude, brother." And I just, I got up and I left the room.
That's excellent.
I don't know how
though.
SmackDown ended. For all I know, Hulk Hogan collapsed right there. I don't know how SmackDown ended.
No, it was just a regular Hogan promo. It was just like, you know, I thought up this ingenious thing, brother.
Yeah, the Royal Rumble, brother. But I just can't, you know, so, you know, so I mean, what do we, I have to say, though, getting back to, I know I mentioned a bit of the Batista-Randy Orton promo, but what I enjoyed about Batista was is that he's actually funny when he's a real person, because it felt like during the promos he wasn't reading from a card, he felt kind of real, and it sucks because just, you have, like, you look at the Bella Twins, too, they're real people, but they, since they can't act.
Well, technically, the one that's dating John is only, like, 98% real.
Less than 98. But
I don't know how much of her breasts account for her body, but, I mean, I'm not even trying to be, like, a misogynist here. I mean, she got breast implants, so she has fake parts of her body. That's it. I'm not being a jackass.
But I will be. What if they could, like, shoot laser beams or something? I mean, John has that kind of mind.
This is a wrestling podcast.
And your point being? You haven't been watching the narrative. That's how I feel.
Is that what happens on Superstars? Like, do I miss
that?
Superstars is not really what I think it is, and it's just the superhero show where it's just...
That's what NXT used to be, when they were just thought, you know what, let's put all the wacky stuff where people get kidnapped.
Did you manage to catch any of NXT last night, by the way?
No, I did not.
Brodus Clay's a main event player.
Oh, on NXT. Oh, I've heard he's had a few matches on NXT.
He's actually he's starting a little main event feud with NXT champion Adrian Neville.
How is he in the ring? Has he got any better, or?
I mean, he's still Brodus Clay. I you know, I'm going to give him time to see what he does. But
I would like to make one point. Oh, you first.
No, I will say, William Regal is the closest thing to JR we will ever have again.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
because
definitely.
On commentary, that man made Brodus Clay sound like a threat.
And
I want you to
really
think about, like, what kind of a challenge that is. And Brodus is gifted. He's a big guy where you've got the makings of a monster heel there. But Regal can make anyone's – I mean, if you go back to see his little go back and forth with Dean Ambrose, they were great. But he just – William Regal is definitely the closest thing we're going to have to JR for a long time. And I do hope that he gets a shot to be William Regal on Raw. Or something, or WrestleMania.
I actually hope that doesn't happen, and here's why. I'm not saying that either Michael Cole, JBL, or King can be JR or Regal without the mouthpiece in their ear. However, that definitely holds them back. And if anyone doesn't know, yes, they get fed certain lines, they get told to say certain things, and I'm pretty sure get told not to say certain things as well, meaning that it's kind of a hindrance to where I feel as if there's a lot more freedom in NXT, which is why you can have someone like William Regal doing what he does and not being limited. And that would worry me if he came onto the main roster and then being told, hey, no, don't, you know, imagine if, basically, Brodus is coming out, and all he hears in his earpiece is, hey, call him fat. It's funny if you call him fat, and that's an issue because you're building down your superstars, especially ones that aren't heels. So you're pushing them lower when really, I mean, Brodus should have, whenever Brodus came out, other than maybe JBL, should have been happy that he was appearing.
Right.
But it got so bad that everyone would poke fun at Brodus, and no one took him seriously. And I don't even think the kids enjoyed him as much as they should have.
It bit because
yeah.
I don't know, commentary I think, and I guess we're just delving off here because why not, you know, we got the time to mess around today.
Well, what's funny is that's the point I wanted to make before. How good was SmackDown? We're talking about NXT tonight. No, how good was SmackDown? So
yeah, and I mean honestly, but I mean on any given day you'd probably almost rather have me talk about NXT because I get passionate about it. I will say, since the big NXT arrival thing, which was superb, it hasn't exactly been the best thing in the world.
It hasn't?
Where, I mean, it's been good, but I feel like they put all their eggs into that show, and now people were expecting, like, the most amazing thing, and now it's like, this is okay. But I think I would argue
that's
that
an
I
issue.
Still
Same thing with main event,
watch.
Where they just wanted to promote it being a big thing, and all of a sudden, after like 2 weeks of having you have Undertaker on, and then you have this guy on, and then you have these title defenses, all of a sudden WrestleMania is kind of coming up, and half of the main event, if you heard our main event podcast, half of main event were promos for WrestleMania. And for some reason, they thought, we can do worse, or in their eyes, better. So then they ended up doing 40 minutes of SmackDown being actual wrestling. And the other, technically hour, well, not hour and 20, because, you know, obviously there's commercial, but the rest of the airtime being promos.
Mm-hmm.
So less than half of their show was, you know, wrestling, actual real wrestling.
It's kind of horrid. When you think about
it.
I mean, just,
I
understand your need to do the whole overarching WrestleMania thing. I get that. But two matches on your last two-hour show.
And it's terrible because they have talked time and time again. Well, not even talked. Because actions speak louder than words. Their actions have proven that they don't care about their superstars' health and well-being. Why, you might ask? Because they have them wrestle on 2-3 shows a week, and they don't care. Because, you know, without the brand split, I brought it up in the episode, without the brand split, you're fighting on both shows. You're fighting on both shows. So,
fine, I'll just throw
what?
In my obligatory, like, please bring Paige up to the main roster thing. I'm almost discouraged about it at this point because I feel like they're going to screw it up, but...
So now you're listening to what I have to say.
No. I mean, I usually listen. It just goes in one ear and out the other.
Right. Understandable. But anyway, I just think that when it comes to the brand split and everything, the reason why I always bring it up and stuff is because they don't care about their superstars' well-being and their health. So why? I understand you want them to be healthy for WrestleMania, but why? Why can't – I mean, heck, this technically was filmed on a Tuesday anyway. So they're going to get the breaks anyway, or they're going to get the house shows anyway.
Right.
Just make them – it doesn't even have to be actual matches. Like, okay, you had Brock Lesnar standing above Undertaker, right? Why couldn't you at the least have Brock Lesnar walking around on SmackDown? Wow, golly gee, that's an interesting thing. Have him walk around on a show. Even if they had filmed it on Raw, let's say, to be like, oh, no, these were your Raw appearances, because they only have a certain amount of appearances for him, and have him walk around and just have supernatural shit happen to him. Why is that so hard to have? And he might not even be scared, but the point is that, you know, lights are flickering on and off, things like that. Maybe some more Cena Wyatt things, you know, where he's not even afraid, but the point is that they're happening. They're around him. Lights are not even flickering. Lights are going off. You know, sheet masks are appearing in his luggage. You know, things like little tiny, really creepy things that could help, you know, fuel them if you don't want to put them in actual matches, which I would actually understand. But no, you had to use interviews that they probably filmed, I mean, weeks before. And now, you know, and it's like, who, like, what are you doing? You're giving them a break? Really? Why are you airing SmackDown? They would have gotten more ratings, and people would have probably watched WrestleMania 30 more had they played a SmackDown from the 2000s.
Yeah, no,
the
I think that you sound so passionate about your anger here, and anyone listening can hear my lack of energy. Because it's the same. We have the same exact feeling. It's just, what am I going to, you know?
Yeah, I know.
I was pretty disappointed,
funny.
And I can get energetic about stuff. I mean, you have me talk about baseball. This is a baseball game tonight, and I'll get into it. You have me talk about Space Jam, your things. Like, obviously, and you can attest to this, we want to focus on the positive. We want to able to say, you're doing this right. And honestly, Dolph winning, the Batista promo, the obviously The Undertaker, you know, that segment. That,
oh,
yeah,
cool. Heyman's great.
You know, and Paul Heyman is great, obviously.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
But...
yeah, it's just, and I said it was funny before.
It sucks the life out of me, because...
That's the thing. It's just,
I almost
it's just
feel
funny.
I was more excited for WrestleMania before this.
Yeah. I know, and that's why I said, it's just for us, for the people who were actually watching, it felt like we were just taking a break. As if they just told us, hey, you know what, just chill out. Don't get hyped. It's like, no, but I was trying to stay hyped. Don't even stay hyped. Just go down. It's like, all right. I'm sorry, Vince. I'm sorry that I wanted to see your product. And I can't even watch WrestleMania, sadly, on Sunday because, you know, speech and debate tournament, states, finals. Ooh. Really good stuff, by the way. I love it. I love my job. But they might be listening. Sadly, though, yeah, I'll be seeing it the next Monday, and then we'll actually be podcasting about it. Both you and I will be podcasting about it right before Raw, which is nice.
Yes.
But, so, you know, definitely listen to that. Definitely listen to hopefully our energy. Hopefully they just don't do everything wrong. Undertaker loses his streak. Daniel Bryan does not even beat Triple H. The main event becomes a triple threat between Triple H, Randy Orton and Batista. Both Hulk Hogan and Stone Cold come out to say that they both agree that Daniel Bryan is nothing. What else can go wrong? John Cena not only beats Bray Wyatt, but beats him into a coma where he remembers that he's Bo Dallas's brother. He also beats the Wyatt family so bad that they just remember their other previous gimmicks. What else can go wrong?
No,
We've got
about 10 minutes left, right?
Right.
Why don't we just roll down this list of matches and just give some straightforward predictions about who we think is going to win? And
sure.
We've talked about it before, but we might as well do that so we have something that we can work off of. You know, where we can say, "Yep, we knew this was happening." Or,
all right. So I've got
the list here. And it looks like the leadoff is the pre-show, which is the tag team champion match, which is the Usos, Los Matadores, the Real Americans, and Rev Axel.
It's funny. I want to say it's the Real Americans, but because of that little dissension tease that they had this Friday, it might be the Usos. Because they might want to make them seem strong.
Mm-hmm.
Which would be worth it, because I would be very upset if they get their tag team championships. They don't really do that well. And then here they are. They lose them at their first real chance of defending them.
That would
be upsetting.
Do you remember when the Raw hit, when the Usos beat the New Age Outlaws? And we were sitting there like, it was the Chicago Raw, I believe. It was. And it was a good match. And we were sitting there like, well, that's weird. I automatically assumed that they still had to win at WrestleMania to have their WrestleMania moment.
Exactly.
And I'm going to stick with that. So I'm going to say that I think the Usos will retain.
Yeah.
And I'll stick with that.
All right.
The next match is the Vicky Guerrero Divas Championship Invitational Clusterfuck.
That's what Vicky calls it. I would say, let's not even name who's on it, the entire Diva roster that are on the two main shows. I would say, okay, from what I've heard from rumors, there's actually a good chance that AJ would win it. I was going to say AJ at first, too, because I think AJ would possibly do something where she would try to leave the ring, you know, where she wouldn't, you know, and I don't think it's a one fall, because they've made a lot of jokes about it, and they said that they don't even know yet. So possibly on the WrestleMania, they'll just say, oh, no, it's like a, it could easily be like an elimination, or it could be maybe like if you pin the champion. So it could be something like that. And if, so basically, if you pin the champion, you win. If AJ pins someone else, she wins. I mean, we'll see what happens. Honestly, it may just turn into an over-the-top battle royal because they'll all get quote-unquote tired because, you know, they're women, and that's what WWE thinks, women just get tired. So we'll see what happens. I'm thinking AJ because they don't want the match. They don't want the card to be too face-heavy with wins.
Yes, that's exactly
right. So we could have her retain.
I think AJ's going to win, and we'll talk about that after. I do think Bray's going to win. So
Yes.
You know, I think AJ is going to be able to hold this. So I think you've said everything that needs to be said there, where you basically explained it right there.
Right.
You don't want the car to be too face-heavy, and that makes sense.
Yeah.
You know, so next we've got the Battle Royale, where, you know.
I say it's a toss-up between Big Show or Alexander Rusev.
I'm sticking with Rusev. I honestly think he's going to be the guy that's going to win this
I do, too. I do, too, but, again, it's a toss-up. I think maybe it'll be the last two men.
And also, we will say that he's not officially announced for the Battle Royale, so
the
call that Rusev is going to win is sort of abstract. But
not
it makes
at all,
sense,
because,
doesn't it?
Not at all, because they wanted his push to be either post-WrestleMania. But with his constant, you know, being his constant promos, and the fact that WrestleMania is here and there's and now Andre the Giant over the top Memorial Battle Royal with big guys in it. It's either going to be Big Show or Rusev. Because,
I just think the Big Show is being, like, you know, pushed way too
much.
Like, it just the way they made it, he's not going to win. But so I'll stick with Rusev. That's my guy.
All right, so moving on.
This one's pretty straightforward. The Shield versus the Kane and the New Age Outlaws. And, I'll make this simple for my part. The Shield are faces here. Shield are winning. John Cena, Bray Wyatt.
Bray, if only because it would be so bad for Cena, as we talked about before, because Cena already has everything. Bray
so
is the one who actually has everything to lose.
Yeah, because we talked about this before, and you're rolling with Bray.
Yeah.
You're going to go with it.
Yeah, he has everything to lose. Why would they?
Too.
It would really be bad. It would really be stupid if they let Bray lose. And I think that's why they're trying to make other people win as faces so that it's, like, kind of even, because they know that Bray is going to win.
Right. So, and I would be so happy for that, honestly.
Yes, yes.
What an amazing
especially
thing.
Especially if Daniel Bryan wins twice, that's two face matches.
All right,
so
next is the Undertaker match, and is there any chance, do you think, he loses?
Undertaker. No.
No
Undertaker.
Chance, right? Yes.
No, there's too much, to quote a really big man, no chance in hell.
Yeah.
So
what's
the next match
we
talk?
So after that, we've got Triple H versus Daniel Bryan. Now, I know obviously Daniel Bryan's got to win in some way, shape, or form here, but do you think it's going to be Daniel Bryan clean, or do you think it's going to be the two of them in the Fatal 4-Way?
I hope it's Daniel Bryan clean, and at the end of the card, Triple H goes, remember something, though. I'm Triple H, and he inserts himself anyway. I would rather that than Daniel not having a clean win. Where Triple H just goes, remember, I own all of you. I pay your, I work your paychecks. I'm coming into this ring right now. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
And plays it off that way. Because I think that would get him some heel heat, and he'd get into the match, and I'd be okay with it. Because I think Fatal 4-Ways have a better dynamic than Triple Threats.
I do not. I'm going to say
that they get into the Fatal 4-Way, do you think Daniel Bryan's going to come out clean?
Oh, yeah. I would be very upset if he didn't, because I think he should come out clean. I mean, maybe there may be something where what will probably happen is if it's going to be a triple threat or a fatal four-way, you'll have Randy Orton just being a crybaby. So he'll say, oh, yeah, you know, you didn't beat me cleanly because there were four of the three, you know, two other men there. But it'll obviously be a clean win. I mean, maybe it might be something where, like, the other night or a couple, you know, a week or so ago where, you know, Batista speared Randy Orton, which could be an issue. But I don't think it'll be such an issue where it's, you know, he just – I don't think it'll be something where Stone Cold gives him the title.
No,
you know?
And I definitely think I'm buying into it now. I think Daniel Bryan's going to get his WrestleMania moment. He's going to have the entire arena chanting yes, and that will be our WrestleMania end.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Well, that is all the time that we have for today.
Sadly, so what are we going on next? Monday?
Yes, Monday, right before the hour before Raw, possibly even 2 hours before Raw, we're actually going to start. We're going to play the music from the winners of WrestleMania, kind of like a little live DJ sort of thing, and we'll have that lead into our WrestleMania recap.
Sure.
Then you can watch Raw. Then Raw will come on, and then after at 11:30, after the entire the Raw backstage pass, we'll have our podcast post Raw. Yes.
All right, so good night, everybody.
Yeah, we're
take
now
care.
Moving
we'll talk to you on Monday.
All right, thank you guys for listening to those guys.
I hate you.
I know you do.
I hate you because now we're on our extra thing. And I want to drown you out with music.
I'm wondering if they actually cut me off before I said it. Did they?
I hope they did.
I hate you.
I really hope they did.
No one likes
you. No, now I'm going to drown you out with music.
Please do. No.